Hello, hello. This is Omani Harrell, PEP, PEP, People in Power Purpose Podcast. Well, hello, guys. Hello, hello. I know a lot of you are a little concerned, a little stressed out. You got the kids at home. Some of you guys don't have children and you're by yourself and you're teleworking from home. This is a season of self-reflection and to self-lead. Let's take the lead, guys. Let's get in our authority, our rightful posture. This time, this season, it, like I said before, you need to get on the train. As we talked about getting on the train, now we need to take the lead. A lot of churches, a lot of other things are going on as far as people, you know, passing the buck, people in leadership not leading, people, you know, passing it on to the lower echelon to make the decisions and expecting that to continue. We can't sit still anymore. It is time now to not sit and wait. It is time now to do, thus saith the Lord. We have to now really look into our scripture, really look into the word and not worry about man doctrine, not getting all excited over what this thing is and really know what and who is really in power. God is in control, period. And if we continue to sit here and confuse the situation as God's wrath against his people and those that are not his people, then we're confusing what God and who God really is. God leads by example. Let me say that one more time. God leads by example, and it is time for his children to lead by example. Everybody in leadership is not true leaders. They are either developed or they are protected by leaders that help them to be in that posture. Some are developed, and what I mean by developed, some are made to be leaders as far as in, you know, develop, getting into that position, those things, being able to learn how to be a leader. And then you have some that don't know what they're doing, but they're in leadership roles and they're protected by the ones that are truly leading from behind. It is time now to be in front. Take initiative. I've been taught, you know, in the Marine Corps, you know, y'all know that if y'all hear anything about me, y'all know that I am a former Marine. Semper Fi to all Marines. And thank you for your service to all military personnel, veterans alike. We have always been taught, you know, sometimes we take initiative, but it'll be bad judgment. To be honest, I'd rather take initiative and, you know, apologize later than to not take any type of stand at all. If you heard anything, it tells you, you know, if you hear that saying where, you know, chief of many, master of none, that's a horrible place to be when you have all these things that you're chiefing, that you're covering, that you're doing, but you don't have a mastery of none of them. That's scary to me anyway. It is time now, if we look and we see the exposure, what's going on, we see now that this thing ain't no joke, right? So if we know it's not no joke and we know that this is, I don't feel anxiety, I don't feel stressed out because of the fact that I know this is all God. And I am in a posture where God has allowed me to rest on him and to totally trust God. There are so many things going on that is being covered up with smoke screens and mirrors, quote unquote, that we're getting caught up in what's really going on. We still need to vote, guys. Let me remind you, we still need to look at the matters of the heart. And we still need to take care of one another. This is not a way of isolating yourself and saying, okay, it's okay to be isolated and a hermit. No, we still need one another. Yes. At the same time, we need to be mindful of one another's deficiencies. That's where the self-reflection comes in. As a true leader, you know your leaders. You know your lower echelon, and you know your higher ups. You know their leading, their leadership qualities. You know their leadership skills. You know if they have any or if they don't. You know each person. You can't talk to everybody the same way. You know, and this is what we're taught in the military. I may be able to yell at so-and-so, Sergeant so-and-so, but I can't chew out Sergeant so-and-so over here. I got to talk to that one and explain why I'm telling him to do this. Most of the time, you don't have time to explain. So in that season where we feel compelled, and the sensitivity has gone up so high in the nation and in the world, where we feel as though we have to explain everything and be compelled to do those things, we have to take time out to take a deep breath and properly understand what we're disseminating out. As a leader, as a woman of God, as a woman that walks in the kingdom mindset, we have to be careful. I have to be careful as to what and how I say things. And that is why it is so important to use the social media to build, protect, and empower one another. That's why this thing is called People Empower Purpose Podcast PEP. It's a pep in your step. It gets you where you need to be. And yeah, I'm plugging it and I'm saying it because of the fact that I know my responsibility and I know who I'm accountable to. I'm accountable to the Lord Jesus Christ who sits on the throne. Secondly, I am accountable to those that listen to this. I am accountable to you guys. I am taking responsibility and accountability as a leader. There, I said it. Now, most of y'all are going to be like, what? Yes, it takes, in order for me to say something and to empower you guys, I got to take accountability for it too. And yes, we are all leaders in our own posture. Now it is time to take that staff, to take on the guide on, to take on the standard and employ the standard. Nobody else is doing it, guys. We have leaders that are not being leaders right now. They're taking on the position, but not taking the authority or being accountable or the responsibility. And you know stuff ain't right. So let's do what we have to do and carry the guide on to the end. Lift up the standard. It says in the Word of God, when the enemy comes in like a flood, what does he do? He lifts up a standard. God lifts up a standard. Let's take the standard and run with it. The word has not changed and it will never change. It is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Let's go to our word. Stop listening to what man has convoluted and diluted to make it where they want it to be. Jewelry. You can't wear jewelry. I was talking to one of my sisters yesterday that we don't believe in that. But we believe in being alone, not having a woman and a man together, being one. We don't believe in women sitting together with their husbands or they significant others. What? Come on, y'all. Stop listening to the mess and start studying to show thyself approved by his truth. Not what man is manipulating into. Stop being pimped and honor God in the fullest. Walk in your holiness. I bet you some of y'all don't even know what holiness is or what it looks like. It's not a plain woman with no lipstick on or no eyeshadow. She doesn't have to do that, but she could do whatever she wants in the holiness of God's eyes. We are righteous no matter what we look like. That doesn't mean that you're not holy because you like weave and you like eyelashes. It just means that's what you like to wear. Yeah, this went somewhere else a little bit as far as the standard, but the standard has always been the same. this is what I'm saying. As a leader, I can't just let this sit. Let's not be confused as to what it looks like. Let's know that God is moving. Let's remember that you are a leader, whether you're working for somebody or you're not. You are still a leader because God knows your heart, number one, but he also knows what he created, number two. Now it is time for you to self-reflect and know who you are. You are fearfully and wonderfully made, man and woman. Let's walk in the authority of a leader. It is time to pull on your Kevlar helmet and stop warring like you're trying to survive. Let's fight strategically now. Let's be prepared for what God is about to do. Leaders, let's not just be a leader, walk in leadership. Let's walk in our authority. Let's be accountable to one another. Let's be accountable to ourselves. Self-reflection time, guys. Let's do it. Let's take this time that we have a solitude and have an intimate relationship with God. Let's have a talk with Daddy. Let's get clarity. Let's get direction. Let's get peace. Let's not walk all over the world and be all out of sorts. We're not supposed to be in it or of it. We're supposed to just walk in the world, not be of the world. Let's not do this. Let's not be panicky. Let's be provisioned. Let's be prepared. Let's get our things in order. This is time. It's time to get in order. It's time to get in place. It's time to be prepared. It's time to be ready. At the ready for some of you military guys that remember that. Let's do these things. It is time for self-reflection. It is time for accountability. It is time for retrospect. It is time to work. That's what I mean. Let's say it again. It is time to work. Let's work. Let's stop saying that we're going to do the work. Let's be about the work. And let's not open up wounds that we can't surgically close back up and heal properly. Let's get this thing right and let's get this thing in order. This is Omani Harrell, PEP Pep, People Empower Purpose Podcast. Let's get it. Let's get it going. Let's do what we got to do. Talk to you guys soon. Bye.